Good morning, everyone. John Dustin here with Radio Entrepreneurs, and I'm here with my co-host, Peter Myerson.
It's good to be here, John, with our lineup of guests, which is really extraordinary today.
And excellent.
Our first guest is Nicole Sahin of Globalization Partners. Did I say your name right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
I'm pleased to be here.
Oh, good. So tell us about Globalization Partners.
Sure. So my company was founded with the idea of making it really easy for anyone to hire anyone anywhere. So what we've done is we have our own companies in 150 countries around the globe. And whenever our clients want to hire an employee in Brazil or Mexico or the UAE, we put their employees on the payroll, on our payroll, so that the client doesn't have to figure out the legal, HR, and tax issues associated with, you know, what it would normally take to hire somebody in another country. And usually our clients are hiring salespeople. So it helps American companies sell services and products anywhere they want to around the globe.
And being involved with this a little bit, I don't think people understand the complexity of even going state to state, like Mass to
yes.
New York. New York has different disability rules and this and that. So the complexities of international are probably far more. So do you handle the health care, the taxes, everything?
We do. We handle everything. Yeah.
So what's your average client look like?
Our typical client is a public company, either a well-funded private company that expects to eventually exit or go public, or a public company that is hiring, I'd say, maybe two people in Brazil, two people in the UAE, two people in Saudi Arabia, a couple people in China. So usually they're American technology companies that want to hire people everywhere around the globe, but just it's too much even for large companies to justify the time and expense of setting up a company, dealing with the tax issues, all the labor and HR issues, just to hire a couple salespeople. So they love our business model because we take care of all the legal stuff off their shoulders, and the team members work for them for all intents and purposes.
So they hire you, and you engage these mostly salespeople.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you deal with the issues in France and India of you can't get rid of employees and all that kind of stuff.
100%. So wow. Like our clients say, we want to hire this salesperson.
Boy,
in France.
I wish I had known you a couple of years ago.
Thank you. I know. The idea of taking on the nightmares of hiring people in France is it's a huge value proposition.
Yeah.
You can see why people want it. So, yeah.
How did you get involved in this? I mean, this is a fascinating business model.
Thank you. So I helped start a company that our business model was like, we were a drop-in finance, legal, and HR team on a consulting basis. And we helped companies like Harvard and Tesla and many other companies expand internationally. And every time one of my clients wanted to hire somebody in Brazil or China or the UAE, I'd say, okay, you need to set up a company before you can legally hire somebody in that country and figure out all the HR laws and run and be, you know, in order to enable yourself to run payroll, I'll help you do it. And after setting up about 30 companies in Brazil and at least 50 companies in the UK and, you know, a billion companies in China, I thought, my God, if I could just set up one company in each country and give all our clients access to it, I'd have a much more scalable business model.
Is it a co-employment agreement similar to a PEO, or is it, how does it operate?
Yeah, that's a good question. So in the US, we have a PEO, which is similar for what you mentioned of going state to state.
Mm-hmm.
Internationally, co-employment doesn't exist. So we're 100% the employer of record. So the client's contract is with us, and that's how the client stays out of doing business in those countries.
Okay.
Technically, they just have a contract with us as another US company, and our contract is with the employee directly. But the clients ultimately, you know, they mostly direct the activities of the employee. The employee's on their email servers and works for them. They choose the candidate. And so basically, and they work with the employee on a day-to-day basis mostly in most countries. And so ultimately, if they say, look, this person in France isn't working out, then we negotiate a way for that employee to move off the payroll. The client ultimately pays us the cost of the termination, but we have to shoulder the burden of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we indemnify our clients to make sure that we're following all the laws
around
the globe. Yeah.
So really for them, it relieves them of not only some payroll and tax, but some legal issues as well.
Major legal issues.
Yeah.
Huge
yeah.
legal issues.
It sounds like you've hired somebody in France before.
Well, no. I mean, for somebody, I'm a lawyer, and for somebody in a small practice, I have a varied kind of practice. And so, I mean, it's a fabulous business model. I mean, kind of my mind is circling around here, kind of wondering where you go with this.
Right.
I mean, where do you see yourself in a couple of years?
Oh, yeah. I mean, my intention is to take over the world. I mean, I'm looking for the home run. So at this point,
I
feel
like you're pretty close to the home run now.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, in my view, we've built the platform, but most people don't even know that we exist yet. And so that's definitely the next stage of the business, is to really get the idea that this business model even exists out there, so that every lawyer knows that this is the best option for helping their clients expand globally or their companies expand globally.
Where are you trying to attract people from? Are you going to law firms? Are you going to CPA firms? Are you going to investment, private investment? Where are you trying
All the above. All the above. Yeah. And I think, so I really spent the first 7 years of the business laying out the foundation for the business. And we weren't sure. Every country has some nuance. This isn't a traditional business model to help companies expand internationally. So we had to really work with the laws in each country, with lawyers very closely in each country, to make sure our business model fits and that every detail is correct. Because for me, I want to meet the needs of the Fortune 1000 clients of the world, and have a company that's truly scalable. So we really had to build out that platform, test the model. But now, yes, we are starting to get in front of more law firms, more tax advisors, lawyers, and just make a name for ourselves in the market.
Are there any geographic markets that are adverse selection that you wouldn't want to be involved with, or have you stumbled into any yet?
So there's some countries which we can't do business in as an American company, or as an American headquartered company. So, or there's so many sanctions that it doesn't make sense for us to try to navigate that on behalf of our clients. So, let's see. I think there are sanctions right now in Venezuela. There's definitely sanctions in Iran. Not for every company, but for some companies. We're not doing business in Afghanistan,
Syria. All the companies all the countries on the prohibited list.
Yes.
Are difficult to work in. But,
right.
But
North Korea. We're just not doing business there.
Probably wouldn't want to go.
Exactly. So, I think if it's like in the middle of a war zone, yes, there are people working and doing business there, but that's more than we want to take on.
Yeah. No, yeah. It's fascinating. So how big is your organization?
I'd say 110 people internally right now. And we provide services in 150 countries.
So you started this?
Yes.
That's very impressive.
Thank you. And my legal team is very impressive.
Yeah, I'll bet.
And my whole team. I'm very proud of the people who have built the company.
I'll bet.
Thank you.
It's how do you take this to the next level? Is it marketing?
It's marketing. Yep, marketing.
So you have to figure out how to get in front of people.
Exactly.
That's fascinating. I'm really almost speechless. I'm sorry.
I really appreciate that. Thank you.
It's quite impressive.
What's interesting is there's immigration challenges bringing employees into the country, but it's probably more complex to go out. You know what I mean? It's crazy how, and most companies now, like you said, they want to be diversified. They want to be in all different space and work in different areas. And
right. I mean, I think at the end of the day, the primary driver of our business is companies that want to sell overseas. So it's not an outsourcing business. It's not that people are trying to replace American jobs.
Yeah.
But I do agree that there is a point where people need to hire people wherever the talent is. And I think I'm really happy about us being able to help our clients with that. So we don't have enough engineers in the U.S. We can't hire enough engineers in our company here in Boston. The labor market is impossible. So it's nice to be able to access talent wherever we find it. Sometimes we have an American employee who wants to live overseas for a period of time, something like that, in which we're able to support. But by and large, getting visas to any country is extremely difficult. Every country wants to protect its own people and make sure that they can employ people here. So primarily it's people hiring salespeople internationally.
Do you have a sophisticated screening process? I mean, to be everywhere and hire a salesperson in Brazil, or how mm-hmm. you must have a pretty...
So yeah, I mean, our clients choose whoever they want to work with because they know who's best for their business, product, and industry. So they just say, hey, here's the person, we want to hire this person. And then we view our role as really making sure that we, it's like in the US that we would do, you know, make sure that somebody's eligible to work in the United States, has the proper work permit. So from an HR administration perspective, we take care of the details in country, but we don't do background checks and that type of thing unless it's legally permissible in that country. So the client really, if they make the wrong choice with a candidate, ultimately we're there to support them and we will ensure a smooth transition for everybody, or termination, which makes it a heck of a lot easier. But, for the client, but ultimately we're not responsible for the choice of the candidate.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's very impressive what you've achieved so far. And I can't even imagine what you're going to achieve in the future. But if somebody wanted to get a hold of you, how would they do that?
Thank you. Yeah, I think the best way is through our website. So it's www.globalization-partners.com.
Okay, great. Nicole, it's been great having you on, and I'm kind of thinking maybe it would be nice to have you come back in a year or so.
I would love that.
And see where you are in the process. This is Peter Meyerson and John Dustin. We'll be back with our next guest in a few minutes. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. Have a good day, everybody.